A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 19th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I am Chanono Kawande.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about Zimbabwe's independence.
Tomorrow marks 39 years of Zimbabwe's independence from colonial master Britain.
Zimbabwe was known as the breadbasket of the southern African subcontinent in the 1980s, but today more than half of the population lives in abject poverty, while millions have fled the country to seek greener pastures in neighboring countries and abroad.
Zimbabweans in the diaspora will this weekend hold celebrations in their countries of residence. Here in the United States, a family gathering is planned at a park in the state of Maryland.
However, not many people in the diaspora and back home feel that independence brought anything better for their lives, despite the ultimate sacrifice made by thousands of freedom fighters and simple villagers.
What are your thoughts on this?
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Yebo ngambe zuluka ndaba siyadibana njalo kuhlelo Live Talk Diaspora Forum lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lwelanga likazibuse lona elinanzwa kusasa ke ilizwe liyabelisenelisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithoba munwe munye lathola ke uzibuse ye ngo 1980. Yes, siyazi ukubana uhambo lwakhona alukacaci kahle ukuthi singathi lube luluhambo olunjani, kodwa hayi okumqoka ukuthi bekunzima, kube umthwalo obunzima kakhulu. Uqalisa ke uzibuse kobo 1980, hayi into zasihamba kakuhle, kukhanya le mali, isindo semali sasingani sithe xaxa, njalo le ntengo yempahla yayiphansi lokunye okunjalo nxa siqathanisa lalamhlanje. Kodwa ke ukuthi kwenzakalani, hayi kunengi okwenzakalayo, sizaxoxa ngakho. Lisiphe lathi lani imbono yenu lapho elingalikhona. Mr. Wande.
Nasi tukuta kutarisa nenyaya ye independence ye Zimbabwe. Mangwana China, Zimbabwe inosita makore makumi matatu ne mafumbamwe. 39 years of independence. Asi vazhinji vari kuti havasi kuona mutsauko kana kuti chakauya neindependence, nokuti vari kuti zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichioma, zviri kuramba zvichinetsa, mabasa hakuna nezvimwe zvose zvinodiwa zviri kushayikwa. Saka nhasi tinoda kumboti titarise zuva reindependence kuti iyo independence inoreva chinyi, zvinhu zvakarwirwa chazvo chazvo. Nyaya iri pakati pehondo yakaitika yorusununguko yakamira sei, vanhu vari kufungei kana vakatarisa sure kwatakabva nekumira kwakaita zvinhu iko zvino. Vamwe vanoti mabiko kana kuti kupemberera zuva iri hakuna nomusoro wese, nokuti zvinhu mamirura zvakaita haasi okupemberera. Saka tingeda kunzwa pane pfungwa dzenyu. zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunyika dzakasiyana siyana zvichaungana kunzvimbo dzavanogara ikoko. Vamwe vanenge vachipemberera, vamwe sewo munomu vati vanenge vachiungana zvavo asi kwete kupemberera, asi iri nyaya yokuti vangosangana vachitaura havo. Vanotenda kuti Zimbabwe yakasununguka asi hapana chokupemberera. Saka tinge tichida kunzwa zvamunofunga nezviri kuitika nemamiriro akaita zvino munyika makore ano ese. Yes, Mr. Gandhi.
Yes, we have our first guest, Silomnumzana Difa Wajapi Bango. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga babu Gandhi.
Yeah, Mnumzana usebhilitane khona ngapho e-UK, lapho okulomsobho wamahara. Ungasitshela ukuthi injani impilo khona ngapho, sikhangela ukubana singabantu abaselizweni elizibusayo eZimbabwe, kodwa nxa usukhona ngapho ungathi impilo injani uyiqathanisa le ekhaya?
Umsobho wamahala babu Gandhi watsho umfoka amajayivana wathi hayi kulo msobho wamahala, kodwa-ke umsobho wamahala awukhwabitheki kuhle babu Gandhi nxa usazi ukuthi uhlezi unyawo ngesikhalanga sithi msana onogala kumbo, kusho ukuthi nxa ungumfana wenkomo uluse inkomo fauthi uhlale unyawo ngoba usazi ukuthi lapha kungavela nanoma yini, wena lapho uvela khona kusekhaya. So ukuthi unambite kahle fauthi unambite kahle usazi ukuthi ekhaya yonke into imi kahle, lapho kuzathi umsopho unambitheke kuhle. Kodwa-ke hhayi isimo sona sisikhangele konke okwenzakalayo ekhaya, inhliziyo zethu zisentshoko napho, layo yonke imimoya yethu ikhangele okwenzakalayo khonaphana ekhaya.
Ye Mnumzana, siyazi ukuthi into kazihambi kahle ekhaya, kodwa-ke ilanga likazibuse lona elabuya ngemva kokufa kwabantu abaningi kakhulu, ungathini ngalo ilanga lona lena?
Ilanga likazibuse babu Gandhi lilanga elibuya lihlangene ezintweni ezimbili. Nxa uthi uyalicabanga kwesinye isikhathi nxa ungacabangisisa kahle kahle kakhulu, uyaphinda uthontise inyembezi ngoba ucabanga ukuthi umonakalo owaba khona, uzibuze ukuthi yiwo na umonakalo owaba khona lo, kutshonelwa kwabantu esakubonayo, kulahlekelwa izihlobo zethu ezalahlekela empini, obaba bethu labanewethu, kulokho esakubonayo kusuka ngomnyaka ka-1980 kuze kwefika esikhathini esikiso nakathesi. Kuyadumaza kakhulu ukuthi indlela ilizwe lakithi elaya latshona khona emlindini kwangasaba esifiseni sabantu esasisikhangelele ukuthi ngabe kwacazimula kusuya phezulu, kodwa thina satshona emlindini kwaya phansi kwakanye ukuthi ilizwe kwangathi impi kahle kahle le eyaba khona noma ukukhululeka kwelizwe leZimbabwe kwakukuyakhululekela umuntu oyedwa ongumdabe kuphela ngaleso sikhathi. Abanye abantu akula munye umuntu esingathi wathesta idemokhrasi noma wakhwabita inkululeko ngokujabula kwenhliziyo. Kukhona ukujabula kwenhliziyo ukuthi abantu sesingahamba sekugcwala ema-stadium sisenzela nje ukuthi siyebona mhlawumbe labo abasikhokhelayo. Kodwa-ke kuphinde njalo kube kuwukuthi kukhona ukuyajabula e-stadium, uphakamisa iflag with pride ukuzitshela ukuthi this is where I belong and lokhu yikho okwalwelwa ngabafowethu noma lokhu yikho lathi esakulwelwayo. Ngoba sasilokukutsho phambilini ukuthi impi le yabe khona kwalimala akulimalanga abasempini kuphela, ngitsho na labo ababesekhaya babebancane okuyigengi yethu lathi thina sinje salimala ngenxa yokuthi lathi sasibuza ukuthi obhuti beni banga, abanye bethu bachaya baze bafa befela khona lokhu ukuze ukuthi obhuti beni banga. So into nayo yala iyadumaza kakhulu babu Gandhi ngoba indlela ilizwe lakithi izingela ikilo kathesi ayisiyo ndlela esikhwabitayo.
Hayi, kulungile, ungayala ubambe ucingo. Mr. Wande, I understand we have a caller.
Makadini parunare.
Ndiripokana makadini ndiva mananda vari kutaura makadini mese mese kwamuri ikoko.
Aiwa, tirinani chaizvo, tirinani chaizvo. Munoda kutibatsira namashoko api nhasi? Munogara muri pano nguva dzaka?
Ndinotenda chaizvo nemukana wamandi Paul.
Wangu.
Chokutanga ndanga ndichida kuti nditini. Takawaniswa mukana pasvondo rakapera iro nesaturday tanga tine kuembassy tichivapa mbatya nezvekudya zvevanhu vakawirwa nedambudziko vari kumusha uko kuna Nachimanimani. are considering the situation and the violence that is taking place. So, in Jalon, the African to have a community in South Africa, Nova, also in the way they have. 3 weeks ago, this is what we are thinking. Uti, mkambe, abanye ba, babati,
tinotenda tine vamwe vakamirira parunare tinotenda namashoko enyu asi ndoda kubvunza muchidimbu mataura nyaya yekuti nyaya yechikafu nenyaya yetransport nezvimwe zvakadaro zvakakonzera kuti vanhu vaende kuhondo iko zvinezvi pane mutsauko wamunoona muchienzanisana nemazuva Zimbabwe isati yasununguka ndoupi
mutsauko uripo ndewokuti munguva yemuhondo vakaexperiensa nguva yehondo zvino zvanga zvakaoma tinozviziva kuti handingatsanangudzi zvese but kana ndichitaura zvinhu zvakaitika muhondo pane vakaiona zveshuwa zvairwadza uyewo zvakanga zvichiitika mumataundi matakanga tichinda muvarungu wakanga usingabvumirwi kana kugara wasvika zvako padhuze naedgar naselga kuti ungurusvika kana kuedza hembe chaizvai pakanga usingabvumirwi however zvinhu zvakanga zvichiwanikwa nekuda kwekuti ikonomi iri mumaoko mevavo avo vanga vakatidzvinyirira so nyangwe deno hedu takagara mukati menyika tichiti takasunungura nyika nhasi uno even kana south africa iri kutaura pamusoro penyaya yeland and america is already task their secretary of state to study south africa's land reform kuti vachaifambisa zvakaita sei before they think of putting the sanctions. So the moment the sanctions angokandiwa chete hakuna masanctions anonzi sanctions emunhu nokuda kwokuti atongwa nedemo kana dei akatongwa ake nedemo but mari ichiwanikwa vachinokwanisa kukweretesewa mari makambani achitinhira achifamba vanhu vachikwanisa kuwana mabasa vanhu vagere mukati menyika yavo fine at the end of the day vanhu vanenge vachirarama libya yakanzi yanga iri kutongwa nedemo nhasi uno is burning. It was because of our never interest mukati menyika dzedu dzinoufumi but nokuda kwokuti magedi valves anobudisa mvura inoita kuti nyika dzedu dzinge dzichirarama right now World Bank nderavo IMF ndeza nyange vakafunga kuda kutipa mari vanongotsiridzira neamerica havakwanisi kutipa mari so ndinovimba kuti zvakatosiyana by far kana munhu akatiresa pazuva ranhasi akararama munguva yeapatedi yemunhu akararama panguva ino yatiri apatedi yacho vari nani nokuda kwokuti vanhu vanofunga kuti tairarama yedu tichiwana zvataiwana but the truth of the matter apatedi has never been a good thing during the time of the colonial masters varungu vachakatibata zvakatonaka zvachose nokuti takawana rusununguko tikakwanisa kuzviitira zvatinoita but
tatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu tatenda chaizvo ndofunga vateereri vanonyatsonzwa kwamakananga uyezve mchanzo avangu vachi pindura mashoko amataura tinotenda chaizvo vamananda tinotenda zvikuru vadhube muripo parunare
ndiripo mambo wangu
nemwi muchatongawo makadiko
tiri nani zuva tongi
vedwe ko zuva ro risununguka kara mangwana iri
risununguko dzezimbabwe gunotaudza nevanago ivavo vashoma vakazvisiga nerusununguko bati asi vazhinji vacho havasati vagoona rusununguko
sei muchidaro
rusununguko hazvingorevi kuisai been empowered to vote for people rusununguko means the access to a means of livelihood you have access to good governance you have the government in power that claims to the freedom movement is treating you with dignity but as it is in Zimbabwe one would be stupid to talk about independence and freedom when we have a government which up to this date is actually deploying soldiers to kill people and this is not what and this is not actually rumor this is actually the truth and we have a government which has got a legitimate crisis and this is not something which is at a rumor level this is factual and we have a government that is actually professionalized the art of corruption and this is not something which is other debate this is a fact we have a government which have run down the country to the extent that we don't even know the current where is the head of our GPM whatever it is I don't know what it is so, we don't have the current
so Mr. Dube in your opinion what is Zimbabwe's status? Should people not rejoice on Independence Day?
Look, you must be very careful on what you are rejoicing for. In actual fact, I think they should be dead. They should be, the people should be mourning. People should actually be looking at their liberators and you say,
yes.
The level at which you have deceived us is actually very astronomical. There's nothing to celebrate. What do you mean? You can't celebrate when you can't afford a decent meal. You can't celebrate when you don't have a cent in your account. You can't celebrate when you can't afford the basic things like salt, cooking oil, bread. So I know the people who treat differently, but honestly, I think the people who benefited from independence are the few connected people in Zanuck here. There are the few connected people who are benefiting from the feeding trophy, which is being dished out by Zanuck here to their trusted left hand. But the majority, almost 98%, is nothing to celebrate. What did you celebrate? You have a country which has got 5 million people who are actually living outside the borders of the country. You have most of the economically active people who have been pushed out. So what do you celebrate? There's nothing to celebrate. I don't mean to sound unpatriotic and say we are not independent. We are only independent from white, but the oppressors simply changed the skin color.
Mr. Dube, stay on the line. We will come back to you in a short while. I think we've got
Can I ask you something?
Yes, Mr. Dube.
Who is that person you were interviewing just before you come to me?
Mananda.
Yeah, Mr. Mananda. His name is Mr. Mananda.
Okay, which organization does he come from?
He's just a listener who calls in to give opinion.
Oh, okay.
Yes, no yes. But stay on the line, Mr. Dube. We are going to get back to you in a little while.
Yebo, Mr. Wandengi. Lo mlaleli lapha. Siyakwamukela uhlelo.
Abona baba.
Yebo, sikhuluma lobani?
Umaloba uNdebele koBulawayo.
Ah, ubaba uNdebele. Ah, kunjani koBulawayo linanga lamhlanje?
Ah, nokwanamhla kalinanga nkosi yami, kodwa ngengahlangana nalo ngivele ebhinga izolo ntambama somewhere usanda kudlulela uPhani ungakafiki ensuza. Yalimile sibili yaye kabanzi. kodwa ukuthi nje babehamba ngemoto angisabona ukuthi linanjani lokuthi bekusebusuku njalo.
Aha. Hayi kuyezwakala. Ungasipha imbono yakho.
Yebo kambe ngingalinika umbono ngokuncane nje engikucabangayo.
Mhm.
Ngombuzo wenu eli eliwubuza nje ngezikhathi zendaphana.
Mhm.
Ye ilanga leli elikhuluma ngalo licakathekile kwabanye kalicakathekanga kwabanye.
Mhm.
Ngesizathu sokuthi ukuwa kwendoda ikuvuka kweyinye.
Mhm.
Nga abantu bekhala bese sililweni. Abamamotshari bayathaba ukuthi imali singeni leyo. Ngiwusidumbu siyabe sikubo. So impilo injalo vele.
Ya
lapha ngizama ukuthi independence le ukhulunywa ngayo ifondile sile kodwa kayiqondanga njalo kwabanye ngoba abantu balezikhalo eziningi abakhala ngazo ezingananzwayo. Ngalokho ke mbonani kuyahamba kukhathaza kunokuthana ngoba abantu bayahlala bekhala njalo nje kanti njalo kwezinye izikhathi kunzima ukujabulisa wonke umuntu mhlobo wami.
Hayi kakhulu.
Yebo, kusempilweni khonoko kumele sikukhangele ngayo naleyo ndlela. Kungenani ke ukusolwa vele kukhona zonke izikhathi. Nanxa kulobuhle kodwa ke ukusola vele kwande ukuba kunenge. Kodwa bese sikhangela ukuthi lokho kusolwa ngabantu kuyikho yini noma cha. Mina ngokubona kwami bona ngani abantu into abayisolayo isobala. Ngo-1980 kuthathwa ilizwe kwahle kwaba lohlupho siqalisa imibuzo nje ingaba yikuthi njengoba phela thina sasibuswa yi-Britain ngaleso sikhathi kusebenzisa i-pound i-currency eyayibamba i-Africa ngokungela elilingana leZimbabwe kati yaphuma njani i-pound leliyana ukungena lokho kukhona. Ngabantu le celebrate independence namhla. Ba angizwisisi ukuthi ba celebrate ngoba abasebenza abantu. Abantu bathwele nzima amafetjale abo avalwa. Imali yabo kayikho emabhenki iyayithumela khona ngapho madodzi imali ukuthi sishizokudla ngapha. Kodwa nxa usithi uyayilanda lapho ithumele khona ufika ube seline nangathiwa uzoyicela yona imali yakho. Ubhenke imali yakho ebhenki kathesi esithi ngcenye ngo-9 ekuseni. Ngo-past 9 sithi uyalanda imali yakho oyibhenki leyo uzothiwa kayikho. Into ekade ingenzakala izolo yona leyo. Khangela nje sinamhlanje impuphu mina ngithenge nge-$32 ngeviki ephelileyo. Namhla ngifice i-$55. Uhulumende uthule uthe zwi ngani kaboni. Abantu ba njengesinkwa isinkwa ngizihluphi ngaso ngoba you can live without bread akula hlupho lokuyana bangazi bakwekele ukuthi asilandaba lakho siyadlela imbamba yila akuhluphi but into njengesithwala izithwala siyakwazi zigcwele umumbu kodwa ukuthi udulelana sikwazi. Abantu bafa ngendlala nje ngeminyaka ophelele ukuthi lomumbu esingawudla iminyaka emithathu kodwa siyamangala abantu sokuthiwa khona kusela kuhle sizibuzuthi kathi umumbulani uye ngaphi. Ngaleyo ndlela-ke mna wami ngibona ngazathi mfowethu hhayi kule nkinga uhlupho yikuthi-ke sokungconywana kulezi nsuku ukuthi suvunyelwa la ukukhuluma okusolayo kathi izolo ukuthi ngakhuluma utshaye umlomo uthi uba ngumsindo kodwa namhla kungcono ngokuthi hhayi sesikwanisa ukukhuluma lathi ungalandi ebusuku uhlutshwe kanjalo nje. Kodwa ke independence yona esikhuluma ngayo leyi yesiphezu kwayo ukuthi abantu bathi bayajabulela kuyini abakujabulelayo. Nxa bejabula nge-independence badingani kwamanye amazwe bengekho ekhaya. Ngizothi abazabuthana ngaphi ngaphi sikwe khona ngapho ngakini ngababe bazobuthana ngaphi e-National Stadium e-Harare. Futhi bayajabula.
Lakho kukhona bayabuthana lakho futhi kusasa.
Yebo phela.
Yeah.
Ngibone ngomnye ngamaviki nasanda kudlula sesichaye egoli ngale ukuthi asibuyele ekhaya si kanjalo nje. Abantwana bezimbabwe sebethatha indawo yonke, angikwazi ukuthi kati kuhamba njani. Ngiyazibuza ukuthi i-Afrika yithi esidubeka kakhulu yini ukudlula amanye amazwe, ngoba akula lizwe elingelamuntu ezimbabwe khonapha, angikhotiwele lizwe elingelamuntu ezimbabwe emhlabeni. E-China uyasithola sikhona, Russia uyasithola sikhona, ngapho sisibaningi yonke indawo. Kati sithina sinjani indawo ama-China wona emaningi kangayelizwena, kodwa kulezi indawo lapho abangekho khona. Ye, manje njengoba siselebrate, siselebrateana singekho ekhaya, kahle kahle kuyini esikufunayo? Lapho endilombuzo khona, ngoba kangizwisisi mina ukuthi abantu badingana emazweni bona besitika izwe leli liqondile liright, abanye besitika lilunganga. Angizwisisi-ke khonapho ukuthi mina ngingumuntu ozimele yedwa, angilandaba nje ngikhulume ngikubonayo. Njalo angitsho ukuthi emkhuluma kubi, okumcaphulayo hhayi kubuye lo, kodwa-ke mina ngiqonde lokhu engikubonayo.
Hayi,
so ngaleyo ndlela bengicabanga ukuthi mina abantu bonke ngababuye ekhala, sizokhala sindawonye, engxenye singakhala sibaningi, uhulumente uzakuzwa abe sithatha amanyathelo.
Okay, hayi, sibongile kakhulu, sibongile kakhulu ngembono yakho. Okay, let's go to Mr. Difa Bango. He's been holding for some time. Mr. Bango?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Bango, when we talk of independence, we talk of nationalism, we talk of national pride, and one emblem that makes us proud of whatever country that we come from is the national anthem. I'm sure you agree with me.
Yes, I do agree with you.
Yes. Now, Mr. Bango, what can you say about Zimbabwe's national anthem and independence in one sentence?
Oh, that's a very difficult one. I know that it could be just one single sentence, but all I can say, that's a very difficult question. That's the only way that I can respond.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very difficult one. Because, I mean, you know, as you said, you know, you need to have that pride and be proud of what you are what represents you. But mm-hmm. once you lose that pride, once you lose, you know, you lose self-esteem. Now, you know, for instance, you find some of our brothers in South Africa. It's difficult for them to ask world democracy, say, are you from Zimbabwe? You say, no, I'm not from Zimbabwe, I'm from KwaZulu-Natal, because I'm from somewhere else. Mm. You know, because once you start saying you're a Zimbabwean, it's like they see a thief, they see someone who is so poor, they see someone who is so derogated, you know, someone who lives a naive person. That's the kind of, that's what represents us as Zimbabweans currently.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, do you know the words to the national anthem?
Probably the current national anthem, the only national anthem that I'm quite familiar with is Nkosi Sikelela. Because the current national anthem, was not dead.
I get you. No, I understand.
So I don't even know the words.
I understand. Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Can you please stay on the line? Let's go to our other guest, Mr. Wande.
Yes, Mr. Dube, are you there? Mr. Dube, are you still there?
Ndiripo.
Muripo. Ndinofunga kuti na pamwe matisiya
kuti vanzwa nyaya anthem vakatiza.
Titarise mamiriro akaita Zimbabwe. Imimi sokuona kwenyu chamunodada nacho pamusoro peZimbabwe chii?
KuZimbabwe kunonetsa pakuti mirizhonga yose ruzhinji dzavanhu ava vari kuiva mwire mvura sadzara ndiwa navamwe. Zimbabwe inyama yemuenzi oina varidzi, vamwe vose ava hapana chavo. cha ungangoda dana chendezo kutiko you go to place where you were born or where you come from, only apart from that apachina nokuti everybody has been reduced into a beggar. Everybody has been reduced into a poor person. Everybody has been subjected to systematic starvation. I think I got this called the ethnic police in Dogosbago. Umana Munu Musini are very smart and intelligent. Somebody Corona got out of the identity food. I don't have fuel. I don't. Those are basic things which in this pre-modern period everybody should have access to. But as it is, you have to be in Zanu PF to get basic things like food, fuel, decent accommodation, or to access your money in the bank. So that's how talk about Baba Itara Blawa. Maria Kotia Jaya or Binka Pinta Binka or Yuan. So you got me, I'm not using the British, you got me.
Hai.
Saka tisanyeperana tichiti kwako we are proud nezvekuZimbabwe tichida kuva patriotism sipo. Nyaya iripo ndekuti Zimbabwe tomorrow should be actually mourning kudinda pama prayers okutokumbira Mwari kuti vayambuze nyika. Nokuti as it stands, things are terrible. People can't travel. People are not happy. It's a good thing about many freedom. People are not free to vote. Who doesn't know about the violence which we experience? Even though our papas in the violence, as Yaka waited immediately after the election, it was never vote. So there's basically nothing to celebrate. And you see, the guys who would actually be celebrating, you'd see them actually in the front table, actually making speeches, celebrating what they've got. But the majority of Zimbabweans, they have nothing to celebrate. You can't tell me that Munwese, Unengango Pedas, Korchano, whatever who are your mind, is in general services, Linda Kubikiri, Linda Kunamizere, Linda Kubosanere, Linda Kubos, Nugos, Banana, Panamu, Linda Dakara, Samar Pana Baka, Apana Chem, Hanukutu, Lajoka, Varakura, Nama Baki.
Yeah, Mr. Dube, Rambai Muripo, stay on the line. We are going to come back to you. Paneva, Mivariparunare, and Dakutara Nesu. Magan. Makadi ni amai muripa iraparu nari. Hello? Muripo iraparu nari. Aya, ndofunga tawara sabu.
Yeah, you
hear all these different views, but this is what we have been getting all the time, that there is very little to celebrate. It's a pity that the situation is like this, because it should be a very happy occasion. It's a day of being proud when we look back at our history. But it seems like the problems that Zimbabwe is facing, it seems like that is a bit too much for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right.
Okay, yeah, let's go to our guest, Mr. Bango. Mr. Bango? Hello, Mr. Bango? I don't know if we still have...
I can hear you. I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mr. Bango, as advice, what would you give to people in Zimbabwe, especially politicians? Noting that tomorrow there is a gathering at the National Sports Stadium where the president is going to give his speech, but we are not likely to see the opposition there. Do you think this is a time for, defining our political differences, or it's a time to unite, and how can people unite using this day of the Independence Day, especially tomorrow's gathering?
Morning, I think for now the situation between the two political parties, mainly I'll say NDC and ZANU-PF, you know, these political parties currently they've got so many. Tell me, they personalize, you know, their political parties. They don't act as if these political parties they represent the nation.
Mr. Pango, ngicela ubambe nje kancane siyaphenduka kuwe sithole ucingo silomlaleli osifonele eseZambia siyaphenduka njalo kathesa.
Okay,
hold on.
Makadini ku Zambia?
Ngiyibo makadini.
Chiri nani, tukutaura nani?
Utaura nani, Zekeri Mutandwa.
Exactly, Mutandwa. Tibatsirevo nepfungwa dzenyu panyaya yatiri kutaura nhasi.
Panyaya yamurikutaura nhasi yeindependensi, tinongori nemashoko madiki diki andoda kuti ndingokwanisa kuti ndizivisisane nevamwe nekuti dambudziko ratinaro muZimbabwe reindependensi harisi kureva kuti ratangira muZimbabwe chete. Tikatora isusu experience of our Africa, matambudziko iwayaya ari muZimbabwe akatobva mukati medzimwe nyika. Tikatora Mozambique yaive neproblem yatinayo, totora Malawi yaive neproblem yatinayo, totora Tanzania yaive neproblem yatinayo, totora Congo yaive neproblem yatinayo, tobva tatora Zambia yange neproblem yatinayo. Yakatransfer that problem to us. It's not saying all of those people vakapusa maningi kana kuti mapresident ava hazive kana kuti isusu tose munyika idzodzo hatizive, but pane pari kutambwa politics yekuti Africa isakwanise kupukunyuka iri yega.
Munofunga kuti chii? Ndati mati pano kutamba tsoro zvinoita kuti Africa isaita zvinhu yega kana kubudirira. Chii chamunofunga chamunoona chiri kuitika?
Chandinoona chiri kuitika ndechekuti iwaya nyika dzekunze kwenyika idzo dzidzi dzakafanana naBritain nanaAmerica dzinohodza zvinhu zvinokwanisa kuti nyika dzine idzi dzibudirire. Kutaurwa kwemasanction, kutaurwa kwekubudirirwa kwenyika nemaindastry, the very time yamunongotanga kuti nini maakuda kuita independence yenyu muchitora nyika yenyu, unotaurwa kuti land is belong to the government. Commercial land haigoni kungoenda kumunhu wese wese, inogara nehurumende. Izvozvo vanobva vazvitora kuzviita tight, vobva vabvisa mari dzavo munyika imomo, voenda vonodzitsigira kunenge kwaenda vana vavo. Havachaendesa mari kuvanhu vatema vari kuda kuita programu nemari idzodzo, zvinoita kuti tirambe tiri pasi nekudawo kuti mari dzavanoti sanchena havasi kusanchena hurumende, vari kusangashena isu tiri kuda kuita basa racho. Tobva tachisei nyama inyika basa riya tabviswa mukati memapurogiramu anoita kuti vanhu vawane mari dzokushandisa. That is what sanction yainge iri kuafecta kwatsiri varombo.
Saka kana aiwa vamutandwa tatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu. Mogara muchitifonerazve muchitipa pfungwa dzenyu sezvamaita nhasi. Ndinotenda mukoma Ezekiel. Yes. Pana vari parunhare makadiniko?
Tiri kumakadiwo.
Tiri kutaura nani uye muri
kuti?
Muripo here apo?
Ndiripo.
Ehe. Hatina kunzwa zvamataura. Mati tiri kutaura nani? Ona Jim kubinga. Aiwa, ehe, tinokutambirai. Titaurirewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Zvinorwadza vakomana.
Hapana
chekupembera ba.
Konyika zve kusununguka kwenyika.
Ani kwega sungu kai bati vanhu vari kutambura vawande. Ize mari chaiwe chinonzi mari hatizi. Kumashopu vanhu vanotenga nechibako. Rino mvura haina kunaya, chibako hakuna, totenga nei.
Ndo zvega zviri kunetsa here?
Handi zvozvega, chimiro chenyika chaye pasi, parizi mamiro akaita zvinhu zvinosiririsa kuti unzwisise kuti ndiyo Zimbabwe iri yatinoziva i paitonga varungu hapana chinhu chaishayikwa zvinhu zvese zvazvoipo iye zvine vanhu vari kunonga nhoko dzezvironda.
Saka imi munofunga kuti zvoitwa sei kana kuti chamungada kutaurira hurumende chingava chipi?
Munoona chinonetsa hurumende iripo ikai. Vanhu vanongotaura nhema asi chokwadi chisingataurwi. Iye zvine zvitiri kunzi izvo zvinhu zviri kugadziriswa, but on the ground hapana chinhu chiri kugadziriswa. Zvinhu zviri kutoita wese.
Saka zvoitwa sei nai mukoma Jim?
Chinonetsa ndechekudai, nyange tikataura nyaya yemaelection munoziva kuti vakomana vakapinda nekuwa havangabvuma here kuti nyange vakadyiwa vangasarenda pavo?
Taurai henyu, tiri kuzvinzwa. Tiri kuzvinzwa, taurai zvenyu.
Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti iyo, dai vana vezimbabwe vaisa musoro pamwe chete votobhoikota, koshaiwa kana munhu wana anoenda kugraundi kana kunational sport kana kupi kunoitwa macelebration, nokuti hapana chekupemberera ba. Vanhu vochema vese, pane kuti vapemberere, vanhu vochema vese nokuti hapana chekupemberera.
Zvino zvinobatsira papi?
Aiwa, kunenge kuri kuratidza kakuti chekupemberera hapana, tiri kuratidza kuti tiri kuchema nokuti tiri kutambudzika. Kuratidzira kuti tiri kutambudzika, hapana chekupemberera.
Hai, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Jim nemashoko enyu. Tinotenda.
Taikumbirawo kuti mombopota muchitifonera kuno kubhinga kubhinga inzvimbo yakakanganiwa haizikamwi muZimbabwe. Taikumbirawo kuti vakomana veMTC MP wedu hatimuzivi, tine zvichemo zvakawanda zvatinazvo asi hatimuzivi MP, anongouya kana kwakuendwa kumavhoti.
Kutiwa ngubani MP wenu ba?
Ikwewuza.
Oh, okay. Joel.
Binga South.
Oh, okay.
Ndokumbirisa please kuti dai maedza kuti muvazivise vakomana veMDC kuti MP haana zvaari kubatsirana zvevanhu kuno.
Aiwa. Tatenda mukoma Jim, ndinofunga ndinedi kuti MP wenyu vakateerera vari kuzvinzwa, asi mashoko amataura ya mashoko amataura iwayo achasvika kwavari. Ndinotenda chaizvo.
Mutungamiri ikaeri ane indicator right achikunda kulefu, murikuzviona
mazvi. Mazvita mukoma Jim, thank you very much. Mongofamba maka makatarisa kwamuri kuenda kuti maindicatorawo asakurasai. Yes. Tineva
Mr. Svaneng Dube and Mr. Bango, sorry for we have a number of callers, lots of callers, but we'll definitely get back to you.
No,
okay.
Yeah, pana vamwe vari parinhare makadi nenyu. Tiri nani, tiri kutaura nani uye muri kupi? Navani? Aha, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu independence hapana zvokupemberera, nokuti zvataitarisira panguva yehondo
Saka hamusi kupemberera independence ya Zimbabwe. Hai, tinotenda namashoko enyu, tinotenda chaizvo.
Okay, so Numzana Pango ubuchasisa lapha ngendaba ye politics le independence ukuthi abamabandla aphikisayo bamanyane njani la bebandla elibusayo ukuthi kunanzweleli la ngamungasichasisa.
Mina engingakusho babugande ukuthi into eqakathekileyo lapha ukuthi abakhokheli bama-political parties okuyizanu PF le-MDC into yokuqala abafana ukuthi bayifake engqondweni zabo ngeyokuthi babekwazi ukuthi abantwana beZimbabwe bayahlupheka, abantwana beZimbabwe badubekile. Kuzaze kube nini abantu kuyukuthi bona bakhangela ukuthi bona bahlukana njani bengakhangeli ukuthi i-majority yona iphila njani. Izibhedlela akula ludo, izikolo akula ludo, yonke nje into esebenza eZimbabwe akula nto esebenzayo efanele ukuthi isebenze. So mina ngokunjalo isifiso sami ngelokuthi abathathe nje lelo nyathelo bafake abantwana beZimbabwe phambili andubana ukuthi bacabanga ngezinye izinto ezinengi. Ngiyazi ukuthi uChamisa uzakhala ngokuthi yena amavoti warodwa ngapha bathi bona yibo abawina ama-elections. Kodwa lokuyana kathesi isikhathi salokuyana sesidlulile. Kathesi iZimbabwe akusese isikhathi sokuthi sikhangele ukuthi i-political party yiphi noma i-political party ayisiphi. But into esiqakathekileyo ukuthi sibone ukuthi indlela yokuthi iZimbabwe ibuyele ime ngenyawo njalo ibe le nqubekela phambili yiphi. Kusafana lokuthi kulezinto ezifana lezinto ezenziwa phansi nxa singakhangela ukuthi iZimbabwe lilizwe ikakhulu anithi niqale endabeni yemali. Ilizwe ukuthi libe nemali eqinileyo njengoba libe nemali endlondlobeleyo kufanele ukuthi kube lezinto ezibhekapha leyo mali ezenza ukuthi imali leyo ibe lesisindo. IZimbabwe ilizwe elaziwa ngokulima, ilizwe elaziwa ngezinto ezenjwa phansi, ilizwe elaziwa ngokufuya. Izinto lezi ezintathu lezi yizo ezenza iZimbabwe ile lilizwe. Kodwa kathesi nxa singakhangela akula kuyo kona lokho okuthatha okusebenzayo. Alikho ilizwe lakhe lathiwa lizasebenza kulabo teketha elizweni. Alikho ilizwe lakhe lasebenza kulabantu kathesi sebethola bebulala izinkomo besezithengisela kuma-backdoor. Akula lizwe elizasebenza izilimo abantu bethola behamba besiyathengisa kuma-GNP beqeda labana imali yabo bezayithola after 2 years. Yizinto uhulumente abantu azikhangele abone ukuthi kufanele kwenziwe njani. Ngabe ngakuthatha bakuqakathize ngokwala bakuvuselele kume ngenyawo ilizwe leZimbabwe lingaphinde libuyele. Kathesi nxa uthi uyakhangela izinto eziningi uzathola ukuthi nasikhangela i-poverty bottom line sikhangela mhlawumbe imali eholwa ngama-civil servants. Ama-civil servants abantwana abaqeda iminyaka leminyaka besezikolo bahola $300. I-$300 le i-300 pound. I-300 pound i-school fees kathesi umntwana oyedwa is $400. Uyithatha ngapho umntwana usho ukuthi eqinisweni umzali wathengisa isibazi senkomo saphela sonke du ethengisela ukuthi abantwana bezohlupheka njalo. Kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abafake ilizwe leZimbabwe phambili ngoba abantwana beZimbabwe bayahlupheka. Kanyelani kathesi ukuthi abantwana babulawa njani e-South Africa, babulawa njengenyamazana ngenxa yokuthi kodwa khonokwana siyababhulema abantu be-South Africa ngento abayenzayo imbi kakhulu, akula muntu ofanele abulawe. Kodwa kufanele ukuthi ngabe kathesi sihlupheka siselizweni lakithi sisenza izinto eziqakathekileyo. I-banking sector abayenze ama-reforms ema-banks. Alikho ilizwe elingaphila imali ithethwa isetshenziswa ezinye izinto but ingasebenzeli abantwana beZimbabwe abayibo abaphila kuleyo lizwe.
izinto ezikhona lapha elizweni izinto esikhala ngazo ayisizo izinto esemoyeni izinto ezikhangelwe nanoma ngubani akekho umuntu ongaziboniyo so lokho asichotoze uhulumende asithini khuluma iqiniso alikhangelela uhulumende ukuthi lokho yikho esikhangelane lakho ekufanele ukuthi kulungiswe ukuze ilizwe lezi bakwe lithuthuke ngaphandle kwalokho eqinisweni bazaphikisana baphikisane kuze kuyefika ku-next election babe baphikisane kuze kuyefika ku-next election kathesi uzuthola ukuthi kulabantu abaphila esigabeni sinye kuthi kungakusesigabeni sinye mina angisakwazi ukuthi sengingancedisa omunye umuntu ngenxa yokuthi umuntu lala ngowe-MDC noma umuntu lala ngowezanu noma umuntu lala ngowe-MDCT or whatever ukuthi ubhilonga kwiphi i-political party i-politics yabo ngendlela abayiletha ngayo bayiletha bayenza yatshiya ama-divisions amaningi phakathi kwabantu abantu kathesi abaningi abasakhulumisane noma beyizihlobo they fail to be constructive ukuthi bayakhe izinto ezingavusi izimbabwe ngenxa yokukhombana ngeminwe as far as politics is concerned so sicela ukuthi abazame ukuthi nakhona bakufake kube clear ebantwini ukuthi i-development le-politics izinto ezingambelaka kodwa kufanele kwehlukaniswe konkwana ukwenzela ukuthi ilizwe lezimbabwe liqhubekele phambili ngoba nxa singaphila lokho sihamba ngale ndlela esasivele sihamba ngayo kudala ngesikhathi sikamgabe akula nto ezaqhubekela phambili kuzawe yi-dispensation ngebizo but akula fruit esizawubona asijabula kuloko sikhuluma kodwa sijabula ukuthi ngabe kathesi sithuli sibona izimbabwe indlondlobala abantwana bezimbabwe abasebahamba phandle kwamazwe bayafunda izinto eziningi babuyela leyo mfundo bezokwenza izinto ezimbabwe njalo izimbabwe into engifisa uhulumende ukuthi abekwazi ukuthi izimbabwe lilizwe lilenhlahla kakhulu elila abantwana abagcwele amazwe amaningi njalo abantwana asebefunde izinto eziningi abangathi nxa bebuya elizweni lezimbabwe bangalivusa masinyane ngenxa yokuthi sebekwazi ukuhlupheka sebekwazi ukuthi ukuba honest kufunakalani njalo okunye uhulumende ingalo yomthetho akayiqinise ngoba kobe khonalokhu esikukhulumayo noma singaze sikhulume sitiri but indaba ye-corruption nxa ilokho la yi-chai ndiva izahlupha kathesi uyathola ukuthi kulama-donors noma kulamanye ama-companies avela phandle kwelizwe noma uthi uyacelani ukuthi imali ibuye ezimbabwe bathi bona no asoze sithathe imali ngenxa yokuthi ama-leaders bayathatha imali yenu bathatha imali yena leyo bayasebenzisa izinto zabo ama-personal things zabo bengasebenzisi izinto ezifana ukuthi zithuthukise ilizwe so i-corruption abantu nxa kuwukuthi umuntu wenze into embi noma
Nomzana Bhango ngubambe kancane isikhathi iso sesidliwe ngumangoye sizacela nje uDube ukuthi laye athi fahla ngoba sokusele imizuzu emithathu nje kuphela
Nokulungile baba hayi mina ngikhethe nje kolabo ngithi mina engifisayo nje ikho kona lokuthi abalungise izinto bafake abadala bezimbabwe phambili ukwenza ukuthi ilizwe lakhe siqhubekele phambili
hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Bhango
thank you very much sir
va dube muchiri po ere parnare Mr. Dube muchiri po ere
ndiripo
tipewo muchidimbu zvamashoko enyu kupedzisira asi musati matangiza ipapo ndoda kubvunza kuti imimi se Zimbabwe Exiles Forum pane zvamuri kuita here zviri maererano nokupemberera zuva reindependence kauti pane kusangana kwamuchaita rena nezvimwe zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe kusouth africa ikoko muchicherechedza zuva iri kana muchifarira kana muchichema muchaungana here pazuva iro riri mangwana
mangwana tine urongwa hwokuti tiite maprayers we are coordinating magatherings amazimbabwes muno mujobheg nomupretoria nokujobheg nokucape town just to hold the prayers to pray for god to intervene and assist zimbabwe in its current situation and izvo ndichibva ipapo avo vanga vachitaura vapedzisira ava I think we mustn't actually blindly blame political parties. MDC, I say, in power. My problem is that I know, but I think I have to buy MDC, I know why it's a percentage of over accuser of promoting their political agenda at the expense of the comfort of the people of Zimbabwe. Look, you know, my friend, I'm a bore. Because, you know, MDC, I don't get into go complain about just like all other Zimbabweans, because it's not in power. We must be very clear on where the poison is. Poison is not the government, I don't care. MDC are hip-hop. Co-host of my sanctions. My sanctions, the country is not on sanctions. But I don't know what the Zimbabwe is for my sanctions. I mean, my targeted, smart sanctions restrict travel.
Mr. Dube, unfortunately, we have come to the end of the show. We have run out of time. Thank you so much for your contribution. We hope to call you next time. Yes, that was Mr. Sibanengi Dube of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. You also heard from Mr. Difa Bango, a Zimbabwean living in the United Kingdom. And thanks to all our callers. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. Until next time, please take care. Good night.